Sylvia Ash Willard on 88.9 The Cube. Last week we were able to speak with Helen Quigley. She's the director of the Société de l'Autisme et des TED de l'Estrie. I guess we would call it SATED. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yep, that's fine, yes.
Yes. We're happy to be able to speak with you as a follow-up interview today.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Last week you told us a little bit about autism. April is the month for autism awareness, and you recently had an event. How did that go?
Well, we started the Cursus Santé. Those are different conferences held by La Faculté de Médecine at the Université de Sherbrooke. And the first conference was last week, you're correct. And the next conference is next week on April 15. And there was a remarkable attendance.
Is that right? There were a lot that came?
Yeah. A lot of people went to hear last week. Was sort of the basis of what autism is. And next week we're going to talk more about what it means for kids and their development. And on the 29th of April, it's more centered on adults. Teens and adults, how do they cope with autism and how they can organize their life. And the last week on May 6th, it's be more about the sensory difficulties for children or people with autism, I should say, and also the research in autism.
Okay. So we did mention also last time that we were speaking how I think you explained that autism is starting to become more out there.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that there is more of it, but just that people recognize it a little bit better now.
Well, there is definitely more people diagnosed, that's for sure. Is it because we diagnose it better? Part of the explanation is that that's one part of the explanation. The other part, we're not sure. Why we see more. But there's definitely a better understanding of what autism is. People are more aware, and people are starting to notice that people, that there are, like I said maybe last week, there are students, fellow co-workers. You might be exposed to it better and understand it better, and that's why it's so important to talk about it.
Yes, and you yourself have been affected by this personally. Mm-hmm. You were telling me last week, and you agreed to tell us a little bit about your own personal story today.
Yes. Well, that's why I work now at the Société de l'Autisme. I became involved almost right away. My son was diagnosed. He was diagnosed in 2005, and he was 3 years old. Right away, I sought the support of the Société de l'Autisme, because basically that's what we do. We support parents and each other, because I needed, to talk to people who were going through the same thing. For me, that was my way to cope, and my way to cope was to get involved in the SATED. And 2 years later, I started as the director of the SATED, and I've been working in the field since 2007. Because when you receive the diagnosis, like we did in 2005, it's an enormous shock, and it's very difficult. It's very difficult to understand what autism is and what it means for your child and for you as a family.
Had you heard or had you known anything about autism before the diagnosis?
Well, basically, when we started to suspect something was wrong, and the first person who talked to me about autism and for my son, like most people, I didn't know much about it. My knowledge was limited, I'm sorry to say, to Rain Man and things I heard in media and cliches I had of, you know, mothers who were not loving enough and all all that crap. And so when when the first person who talked told me about this, I was extremely angry, because I didn't think that my son fit that sort of twisted image I had of autism. But when we started to suspect that, I did a lot of research. Like a lot of parents, I went on the internet and I read books and stuff. And by the time he had his diagnosis, we started suspecting something when he was about 2 years old. And when he got his diagnosis a year later, by that time, we were pretty much aware of what autism was. But even if he knew, it's still a shock. I mean, you're still kind of hoping that the doctor will tell you, well, it's just a phase and they'll grow out of it. But it wasn't a phase. He was definitely autistic, and he is. Mm-hmm. My son is severely autistic.
There are different degrees of autism.
Yeah, there are different degrees. He's severely autistic. He is also intellectual deficiency with it. It's not the case for the majority of autistic people, but in this case it is. And so he doesn't talk much. And he has various things that come with it in this particular case. I mean, most people with autism will have a few things that come with it. You know, it's rarely just by itself. But, you know, so we've grown to learn a lot more, and because of my job here, to learn a lot more about what autism is and how to cope with this. And the one thing that's really been really helpful for me is to meet a lot of people that work with children with autism and or other parents and other families to get a better understanding of what I was going through.
Have you been able to make use of some programs? Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, we got services and everything. Of course, like most parents, I will tell you that, I mean, we were lucky we got a lot of help, but still, I mean, there could be more, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though that's what I do, and I talk to parents, and I give them, you know, like a bit of knowledge and stuff, when it's your own personal situation, sometimes it's a little bit more difficult to do the right thing or to take the right decisions or to even see what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, I mean, I'm not different than any other parent. There's the emotional factor, and there's the, children are children, even if they have autism, so they'll push the right buttons, and they'll just, you know, get you to maybe take the wrong decision. And like I said, there's emotional involvement with my son that's different than when I'm with, you know, other parents and other kids.
It's always clearer to see everybody else's
situation. That's right. Thank you for translating it for me, because I knew it was unclear.
But sometimes it's harder for our own.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've learned a lot, and I've become a little bit more aware of what it meant for my son. Because, I mean, this is something I always say to parents and people. When you first learn about the diagnosis, after that, for me anyway, and I think for a lot of parents that's the way it is too, there's a lot of, en français we say deuil, I don't know, the mourning, that you have to, an acceptance of what it means. It's really difficult, and I use the imagery of bubbles that pop, and that just, you know, you burst those bubbles and you just go, because you thought, oh, well, he's going to get services, he's going to start to talk. Well, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, some kids do talk quite a bit, but that doesn't mean they communicate well, but that's another story. But, you know, just accepting the different realities and the difficulties, because my son is, like I said, very severely autistic, and he has characteristics like he's what we call in the autistic community a runner, meaning that he will want to explore the world, but he will not tell you where he's going,
right.
And he doesn't have any fear of any of real danger, so we have to be constantly, you know, watching him, and we have a fence around the house that's something that we never planned on, and electronic locks. I mean, it looks kind of weird to people on the outside, but it's something to protect him and to us to reduce the stress of living with somebody who can put his life in danger all the time.
Right. So would you have some advice for parents who think that their child might have autism and they're not sure, they haven't quite gone for that diagnosis yet?
My advice is, well, first of all, not to jump to conclusions, because, of course, there's more awareness now, and you can go read things on the Internet and think, oh, that's it. Children might have different characteristics or symptoms and might not be autistic.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a doubt about anything about your child, trust your instincts as parents and go see your doctor. Because it's really important to trust your instincts and say, well, there's something wrong here. My child is not, you know, developing normally. And even if it's not autism, there might be something else, and there might be some things you can do for your child that will, you know, allow him to or her to develop normally. So just, you know, listen to your gut and say, not jump to conclusion, but just say, okay, well, there is something that's not going well. And I think because it's really one of the things that I did mention, I think, to you last week, and it was my case, is denial is a very, very strong thing. And I completely understand parents who will say, well, no, not my child, mm-hmm. not like that. But you're not, you know, and it's completely human and normal. We went through that, even though my son is severely autistic. We went through a lot of denial,
yeah.
But it's normal phase. But just, I mean, it doesn't help you or your child to just say, well, no, there's nothing wrong. Or,
mm-hmm.
There is something maybe that can mm-hmm. be done to help your child.
And thankfully, there are organizations like what you are involved in that people can turn to. And I do believe that you're having something coming up at the Jacques Cartier Park on Saturday, April 26th.
Yeah, it's the Autism Walk, the annual Autism Walk. We welcome people in the park to come and walk with us. We'll have a bouncy castle. We have a makeup artist there. And it's an occasion for families to see each other. But also we invite the population in general to come and walk with us. And, you know, mm-hmm. if you've heard of autism and you don't not sure what it is, it's a good moment to just come enjoy and take a walk in a beautiful park and meet people who live with this reality and see what really it really is. Because people are afraid to ask questions.
They are, yes.
Yeah. And don't be afraid. Ask. It's more for me anyway. I'm more happy when people ask me mm-hmm. what's wrong with your son and can you explain than having people looking at me and looking at my son like we're ET, you know.
Yes, like you're aliens.
Aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. And you know, yes, I'll explain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's. And I'll be glad to do that.
Well, that's what this month is all about, and
yeah.
That's becoming more aware of autism, that's for sure, for the month of April. Now, the walk begins at 1:45, right?
Yes, but okay. People can come starting at 12 if they want to go on the bouncy castle and get makeup
okay.
and stuff. So, yes.
And what's a number that people could call if they need any more information?
Yes, 819-823-6610.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us and just helping us all to become more aware of autism.
Thank you for your time, Sylvia.
We've been speaking with Helen Quigley, the director of Société de l'Autisme et des Têtes de l'Estrie. Sa tête?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.